Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
So I'm here with business development regional manager, I guess you might say, Leslie Crampy. She's with Connexon, which is the affiliate of our partner with Kenergy, your power local power company. They put on a presentation here in Marion. And I'm going to ask Leslie to tell us when the question that everybody wants to know, Leslie, is when are we going to get this Kenergy broadband, that super broadband?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball, but you can expect a lot of construction happening within the area going on right now, just the make-ready engineering and make-ready construction, but it will probably be after the BEAD program, which is the federal program ran by the Commerce Department and NTIA, which is $42.5 billion nationwide. Kentucky has about $1.1 billion available for broadband deployment, and they should be releasing that information. We have to apply for that funding, and then at the end of the year, we will find out if Connexon and Kenergy have been awarded that funding. So things will start moving a lot faster after that BEAD program has ended at the end of the year. So we expect early 26 for contracts to be awarded, and we will be able to go as fast as humanly possible after the first of the year.
So this is new funding that wasn't available. Of course, this project began over around Owensboro in Davis County, and it has moved across somewhat Webster and Union, and then now it's coming down through Crittenden. That money, I guess, was not available at that time, this BEAD money.
That's
so correct. So those people are already on Connexon, correct?
Yes, we have about 12,000 customers already signed up receiving Connexon Connect service on Kenergy's, for Kenergy members. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so now we're kind of in a holding pattern to see if you get some extra funding and get to places that are underserved. Is that right?
So yes, we will continue to build Kenergy's project, but every bit of funding that we can receive, can get, will help Kenergy tremendously to get.
So it may delay this project here in Crittenden County for 6 months?
Yeah, I'd say 3 to 6 months, and then, we should be able to hit the ground running after that.
Yeah, and just so people will know, I know your presentation included the speeds. It caught my attention. I get anywhere. It depends on, as you talked about, the time of the day, whether I get maybe I'll get 10 down. Sometimes I get 30 down.
Oh, bless.
Sometimes I'll get one up. Sometimes I'll get 14 up. So you're talking.
Yeah, fiber.
And tell us what that speed is.
Yeah, symmetrical speeds. So our basic package is 200 megabits per second.
That's up and down.
Up and down, that's correct. Yeah, you listened well. And then we also have our medium package is 1 gigabit up and down. And then our top package is 2 gigabit up and down. And we'll continue to develop more packages as time progresses and the need. But what's interesting is we have nationwide, we have about a third of our customers are the basic package, so 200 megabits, a third or 1 gig, and a third or 2 gig. And that really surprises a lot of people, thinking, rural areas may be real cost conscious and may not want to pay $99.95 a month for 2 gig, but they are willing because they've been so unhappy and they've been paying far more than that for far less service.
And you broke this down with some illustrations. Tell us, so the difference between 100 megabytes per second and 30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So let's just say you had 25 megabits upload and download. If you're trying to, say, download a 2-hour HD movie, that's going to take you like 34 minutes. So I don't know about you, but my popcorn's already gone and I'm ready to go to bed. If you had 100 megabits per second or 200 megabits, that's going to be, just like 30 seconds.
And then it downloads it immediately in your system. You don't get that spinning wheel when it stops.
Yes. When you get Connexon service, there is no more spinning wheel of death or frustration.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned if you have a gamer in your house, you might want to get this bigger package. And talk a little bit about that, because I thought it was interesting the way you explained it.
Yeah, so it just really depends on your needs and your household and how many devices you have. So our customer service people, especially if you call our 1-800 number, they help you walk through which package might be best for you. If you have a gamer who is always gaming and, you know, the parents want to watch Netflix or have a Zoom call, I would suggest, you know, the 2 gigabit package, because you're going to, you know, have a lot more bandwidth there. And then if you're just, you know, one or two people at home that like to watch Netflix on occasion and, you know, be on your two devices, your phone or TV, I would say that the 200 megabit package, the basic package, is plenty for you.
Well, before everybody gets real excited about this, I want to remind our listeners that this is for Kenergy customers. Now, there is some inkling of hope that maybe if you have Kentucky Utilities as your power company, you might be able to at some point get in on this opportunity. Explain that. And that goes back to the BEAD program, right?
Yes, absolutely. So Kenergy customers, if you receive Kenergy electricity at your home, you are eligible to receive our fiber internet. It's just, we're trying to get to everybody as soon as we possibly can. The BEAD program is throwing a little bit of a kink in the program. It's kind of causing a little bit of delays on how fast we can build out, because there are millions available, which will help Kenergy, because Kenergy is the owner of the fiber infrastructure. But
this will allow you to also not only recoup some of your capital expense, but it will allow you to perhaps go into these other power companies areas. Is that correct?
Well, I understand? Right now, Kenergy is staying on system to serve their membership first. Connexon, separate as from Kenergy, we are interested in serving the Kentucky Utilities customers. Since we're already in the area, it just makes sense. We have the resources to do that.
Now, does that hinge on this BEAD money?
Yes, okay. that will hinge on the BEAD funding. So, you know, Connexon plans to apply for the KU areas that are in and around Kenergy's footprint. Now, KU's all across the state. We don't have any interest really in going far away. We want to stay kind of close to the Kenergy project, but we do plan to bid on those areas. If we are the awardee of the BEAD funding in KU's area, then we will build out to KU's customers, but that's all dependent on BEAD, so no promises there, but we would like to continue our service in rural Western Kentucky.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Leslie.
Yeah, thank
again
you.
With Kenergy and Connexon, and you can read more about this issue in the next edition of the Crittenden Press.
All right, thank you very much.
Well, I had a message from Kim Orr yesterday. I know Kim is a faithful listener to the podcast that we do here, and I appreciate her always checking in and for letting me know about this pickleball tournament that's coming up to benefit Teddy Hodge. I knew about it already, but she asked if we would say something about it on the program this morning. I'm glad to. Just a great benefit opportunity here to help someone in the community whose health has left them in a position that they need a little helping hand, if you will. So they're trying to help Teddy Hodge out with some medical expenses and maybe some living expenses as well, and putting on a pickleball tournament, which is everybody's favorite sport now. You know, the new pickleball courts out at the park are standing room only in the line, so to speak, you might say. I mean, it's just hard to get on the courts. Of course, there are also a couple of courts inside of the former National Guard Armory, which is the Crittenden County Recreational Center now. They are going to have this tournament there and indoors at the former armory, and it's going to be on July 12th. There will be couples events and men's events, women's events. It's going to start at 8:30 a.m. Registration will be $20, and you can participate in as many of these divisions as you want, so it's $20 each time. Registration is deadline is July 9th. Need to contact any of these folks putting it on. You can give Kim a shout. Her number is 704-3930. And you can also register through Jennifer Hall. Her number is 559-1780. And you all know the area codes for those. I don't sometimes refuse to add that additional three-digit prefix to phone numbers because everybody knows what they are. Even though we have to dial them now, and we didn't used to have to dial them, did we? So times they do change.
H&H Home and Hardware, the name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Well, I hope you grab this week's issue of the Crittenden Press and read it thoroughly. There's a good bit of information about the upcoming tax increase for everyone in the community, whether you live in the city or the county. You will see your taxes go up. That's the withholding tax that's taken out of your paycheck every pay period. It's going up to 3% at this point. That's more than double what you have been paying. The article in the newspaper not only reminds businesses to begin taking that out starting July 1, but also there's some information about delinquencies in those occupational taxes, hundreds of them literally over the last few years. And we're not able to print the delinquencies for a lot of reasons, basically legal reasons, but we can print a list of all of the people who do pay and have accounts, active accounts with the county. There's almost 1,000 of them. It takes up almost two full pages in the Crittenden Press, just the list alone. And you can see who at least has a business license. Now, that does not mean they are actually paying their taxes, but you can also determine who's not even buying a business license to operate in the community. So, pretty interesting read this week in the Crittenden Press. And to close things out this morning, I'll tell you about the Board of Education meeting that's going to be held this evening at 5:30 p.m. Highlights will include a presentation of the proposed 2027 student study abroad trip, extended employment approvals, updates on the Crittenden County Middle School Addition Project, and action on a wide ranging of staffing, insurance, and funding items. That's a wrap on this morning's program. If you want to stay up to date on all the news, read this week's Crittenden Press. It was out yesterday. You'll get it in the mail today. Also, tune into the Early Bird, the digital Early Bird. Having a lot of feedback on that. Folks are kind of starting to dig it now. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.